is Upstate's HealthLink on air. Linda Cohen here with you. Hospitalization for psychiatric care can be challenging to the patient and their family. Well, here with a new publication that seeks to help is Reverend Terry Culbertson. She's from the Department of Spiritual Care at Upstate Medical University. Welcome.
Thank you so much for coming, Linda. Yeah.
So hospitalization for psychiatric treatment really has to be a very challenging experience for patients. Tell us about it from your experience as a chaplain.
Particularly in the arena of psychiatric care, it's a situation where a lot of people come who feel like their life has no meaning, or that there's no purpose to their life anymore. We have a lot of people that are admitted because of what we call a suicidal ideation, very despairing or depressed. There's people with chronic psychiatric issues too. So it's a real mix, but it's a lot of people out there. And we do tend to see people come back.
So there's a desperation to their experience when they finally end up in a psychiatric institution or psychiatric hospitalization.
Right. It's probably more despair than desperation in some ways, or just that there's no hope.
Mm. Yeah. So this new project then that you undertook, mm-hmm. what is an attempt to provide some kind of help? Mm-hmm. Tell us about the project. What exactly is it, and what was its mission, or what is its mission?
This project is, we in spiritual care try to think very broadly about how to best assist people. There are traditional religious methods such as prayer and scripture, but one of the things that I think is extremely important is the issue of creativity and having a way to contribute oneself to assist others. And in a way that, I don't think I can quote it for you, Linda, but it's in service that we find meaning. So the idea of this book was a spiritual project, essentially, to tap those parts of self that would assist a person in feeling like their life had purpose.
So it was almost a jump start for someone who might be in that place of great despair.
Exactly.
And see that something that they felt or knew or mm-hmm. had within them could perhaps be helpful to others.
Exactly. And I think knowing that others are in your boat, you know, it's very, one of the things when one is very sad or lonely or depressed is feeling like we're the only ones. And this is telling us that there's many people that have struggled with this, and you're not alone.
So the book is called Peace in the Midst of the Storm, and that actually is a quote, a biblical quote, isn't it, in some ways?
Now you're going to test me here.
No.
I don't think it is. It's really an image from a scriptural reference, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in any case, the concept here was that there would be some way of finding some peace in the midst of one's personal storm.
Yes.
But so what's in the book, basically?
The book is actually a number of chapters of, I would call them small seminars or almost like a workshop for folks that were on the units inpatient and that practiced these exercises to see what they could learn about themselves and then offer that to others.
So the book has within it, though, poems, mm-hmm. letters, songs, and stories as well.
Exactly.
And they're written by these inpatients.
Exactly.
As part of this workshop idea or mm-hmm. an opportunity to kind of have some self-reflection, perhaps, on
exactly.
their own experiences.
I think that's the perfect word, self-reflection, and an opportunity to express oneself, what's inside.
So once again, why do this? I mean, you're saying you're always looking for a way to help. Mm-hmm. And I think you have had other experiences of writing, of publishing mm-hmm. things of this nature. But what specifically, was it the whole idea of this idea of isolation and trying to help people feel less alone?
I think it was also that everyone has something to contribute. And it's such a powerful thing, then, to be asked to contribute and publish something when you can hardly even write or express yourself, but that there's a sense of respect and dignity in that. And I think there was an excitement in feeling like we're part of something bigger than ourselves.
So what are the themes that you would say come out of it? I mean, something like forgiveness, is it gratitude, is it Is there any hope in it?
Well, there's definitely hope. There's certainly the theme of love and the theme of hope, for sure. Overcoming, I think, adversity is a really key thing, that we're more than conquerors. And peace and acceptance of some things that can't be changed. It's like the serenity prayer. Mm-hmm. So that's very important, too. And then what gives strength to withstand one's storm, one's hospitalization, or one's mental challenges?
What are the elements that allow one to, maybe develop resilience or have a sense of resilience?
I think that's it. I mean, there's a sense of that we're all wounded in some fashion. And how do we manage to live our lives and live our lives fully as we can? So that's certainly a big part of it.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen, along with Reverend Terry Culbertson. We're talking about a project to ease the pain of hospitalized psychiatric patients. And this book, Peace in the Midst of a Storm, really sounds like it has that potential. Now, it was put together, an interesting way that you did this. You had an intern student.
Yes.
What did she do exactly? Tell us how the process took place.
Well, we have a relationship here at Upstate with something called Synergy Mercy Works, which has been in existence through, I believe it's our Office of Diversity, for over 7 years. And every year we in spiritual care apply for an intern. This particular intern is Sequoia Kemp. She is a matriculating student at the University of Rochester, wants to be a midwife. And this became her summer project last year, was to really work on those units, engage with the patients, run the seminars, and gather together these wonderful stories and poems and songs.
So this really was her baby, so to speak.
It became her baby, yeah. Very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has a wonderful singing voice also, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the book has, besides the fact that it has these actual, stories and poems and all of that, it has areas within the book where you could literally have some kind of an exercise, and there are lined pages where people are encouraged to write,
mm-hmm,
themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not only the sharing of what has been written, but the encouragement to write more.
Exactly. And one thing that's used on our units is journals, that's often given out at admission. So this is like an accompaniment to that. And the book is for writing in and learning about oneself.
How did the patients who participated or contributed, how did they feel about this, or how do they feel about this book?
Well, when I was last summer with Sequoia, my experience of the patients was they were excited, that they felt like, wow, you mean somebody's going to ask us to actually contribute something, and feeling part of this greater whole. And a lot of folks know each other from the years of being in our community and our system. So it just was a very exciting feeling for the group, I think, each time.
And this is basically, there were 45 individuals, mm-hmm, who contributed?
Yes.
That's quite significant.
Yeah, I thought it was too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you brought us something that you said you'd like to just give us a little taste of what's in the book.
Sure.
So you have something very...
I thought I might just read from the section. It's called Who Am I? It's based on the I Am poems, which I think come out of actually the work of Fikrat Khan. And we start with a quote from Deepak Chopra. We have to really educate ourselves in a way about who we are and what our real identity is. So this is a poem by A. A writes, I'm a drunk and emotional man and confused at times. I am loving. I wonder about afterlife and heaven. I hear songs and music. I see beauty and calmness. I want to smile in my soul. I am emotional and confused at times. I pretend to be fine. I feel the presence of kindness. I touch my pets. I worry about the past. I am emotional and confused at times. I understand. Love is love. I say, I hear ya. I dream about better times. I try to clean my apartment. I hope for peace and tomorrow. I'm a lot of things. I'm a drunk man, an emotional man, and I am confused at times.
Wow. Hmm. Yeah. Hmm. That says a lot right there.
It does. It's,
aren't we all confused
at
times?
Aren't we all confused at times? And this is inspired by these poems. We ask you know, tell us what you wonder about, what you worry about, what you, and then we repeat that in the poem. So, that's why you hear those phrases again.
Mm. What are some of the sections as you were describing? Just give us some of the little headlines of the various chapters.
Sure. Well, the first one is "Love Lifted Me," the power of love, keeping hope alive, a shoulder to lean on, which is letters to our loved ones. More than a conqueror, overcoming adversity. Forgiveness is good for the soul. Peace and acceptance. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. That's scriptural, actually.
Mm.
What gives strength to withstand the storm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Very powerful.
Powerful.
Well, your department has done this before.
We have. We saw that putting together stories and small books are actually a really powerful spiritual, we call them interventions, but a spiritual opportunity for people in a different way than maybe traditional religion. Yeah.
And some of the books you've done?
Well, the first one was called A Second Set of Hands, and the name comes from a pediatrician, good buddy, but it was the sense that there was something bigger than us helping to cope with the illness of children. And so it's stories of hope about very sick children.
Mm-hmm.
And the second book was really stories from the kids themselves, which is great. And
In their own voices,
yeah. And the third one was actually from our spiritual care volunteers. What is it that made them do this? And what did they learn from the patients? So that was a really powerful book as well.
Wow. Well, this one is equally powerful and something that obviously, besides being helpful and help us gain insight into the experience of these patients, it sounds like it was a healing experience or a healing exercise for them as well.
I agree.
So wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah. Effort on your part. Thank you so very much for coming in and sharing it with us. Now, this is available for people.
It is.
How would they find a copy of this?
Well, if they go to the Upstate website, go to the spiritual care website part of Upstate, and it's listed on
And we'll
there.
Have a link to it also on
Sounds
our
good,
own
yeah.
on our own website. Well, thank you so very
Thanks,
much.
Linda.
Very,
thank
very.
You.
Yes, my guest has been Reverend Terry Culbertson. She's from the spiritual care department. The Department of Spiritual Care at Upstate Medical University. Once again, thanks for coming in and thanks for sharing this wonderful effort with us.
Thank you.
I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.